USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the nation deals with inflation reaching a near 40-year high, soaring gas prices, and even a nationwide baby formula shortage, some economists are sounding the alarm that the nation could be at risk for a possible recession. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, responds when asked about the possibility of a recession while speaking on Fox News Sunday.
Our economy is in a period of transition. We're moving from the strongest economic recovery in modern history to what can be a period of more stable and resilient growth.
The Fed Reserve recently raised its benchmark interest rate in an effort to curb inflation. White House COVID Response Coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha says the United States is not done yet with COVID-19. Dr. Jha saying that 300 people a day are dying from it, and that's way too much. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin, I have a son of work. I have, it's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The deadly tornado that ripped through Gaylord, Michigan on Friday had winds of 150 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says it was the first tornado in Michigan that was an EF3 or stronger since 2012. The tornado killed at least two people and injured 44 more. The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
A federal judge is blocking the Biden administration from ending Title 42 on Monday. The policy created during the Trump era puts restrictions in place at the U.S. border to prevent the spread of coronavirus as cases continue to surge in the pandemic. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall joins Fox News to weigh in.
When he announced he was ending Title 42, that was the magnet for the rest of the world. And like you said, there's been about 8,000 encounters per day. We expect that to go to 18,000 starting tonight. And that's already, what, double from what was a year ago.
An area known for craft beers is launching a craft beer certificate program.
Eastern Washington University is partnering with No Lie Brewhouse in Spokane to create the school's first professional certificate program for the craft beer industry. Washington State has more than 400 craft breweries. At least 64 of them are within 100 miles of Spokane. The demand for jobs in the craft beer industry, which had a more than $2 billion economic impact, is increasing. The 15-credit program will begin this fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness continues to rule the box office. The latest film in the Marvel lineup added another $31 million in earnings over the weekend. Coming in second for its domestic debut was Downton Abbey, A New Era, with $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.